So this first one you're going to hear is number one. It's the person who caught the baby dinosaur.
Wildcard line. Hi there.
Okay. There's been a rumor like around in this area for like quite some time, like especially like growing up and stuff, you hear about a lot, but there's like some people said there was a dinosaur that was loose in the woods. I don't know. Like, I never seen it. And, you know, just, I don't know. Like, maybe, I don't bless their living Bigfoot or anything like that. So, I never saw it. Only when I was in my house just the other day, and I left my back door open. And then when I did, and I came back in, and this creature was standing in my living room.
What did it look like?
It's like knee high, man. Well, anyway, there's more to the story. Anyway, what happened was, when I saw this thing, like, I was really kind of freaked out, because immediately I thought about what we heard about growing up.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't know what to do. I was kind of afraid. I was the only one at the house, and I was standing next to my couch, and as I was, I had a blanket on my couch, and I just grabbed it and I threw it at the creature. I guess it looked like a small lizard. I guess, I don't know.
Did you catch him?
Yeah, man. All right, listen, I got the blanket on top of him.
Okay.
And as I did, he just kind of stood there. Like, he's a little docile. I don't know if he's sick or what, but like I jumped on top of him and like I kind of bagged him up. And I have a pet rabbit in my house.
Okay.
And I took the rabbit out of his cage. I just shoved this thing in the rabbit's cage and then shut the door as fast as I could.
You've got it now?
It's in my house, man.
Okay, now you've got to describe though what it looks like.
All right, it's knee high, stands on two legs, short little arms, I guess is what you call it, lizard like head.
You must be feeding the thing now, are you?
I got it yesterday, man. Like, that's why I called my buddy about it, and I got him, and he came over here. And I didn't want to tell anybody at all, because I was really kind of freaked out about this dude.
Is it making any noise?
He does sometimes, but I got to rattle the cage to get him going. Now, I can, listen, I don't know if your listeners are going to kick off this or not, but I can try to put the phone. I don't know if he will do anything or not, but I can try if you want me to.
All right.
I'm next to the cage.
We're going
to
hear him scream or something?
Well, he's not very loud. He's kind of real docile, but I can try. Hold on a second.
All right. He's going to hold his phone near this cage where he's got this dinosaur. It's maybe the first. Can you hear that?
Hey, you there?
Yeah, I heard him.
Yeah, well.
I heard him.
I mean, he's not very loud. I kind of stuck the phone. I mean, I didn't. Like, up next to the cage. I
hate to hear him when he grows up.
I don't know what he is. I mean, he might be. I don't know. I'm not saying he's a dinosaur. I don't know what he is, you know? I mean, we heard this legend as a kid, like, that these things walk around the woods, but
I
don't know. I
just heard him again back there. All right. I tell you what, you have got to call a university. Get them to come and take a look at this thing. Simple as that. Do that for me, please. This could be one of the greatest finds in the history of the world. I could hear this thing. Whatever it may be. Still don't know what it is. We're waiting for him to write in or call to tell us exactly what happened when he was supposed to bring this creature to a hospital or to the vet or somebody and find out exactly what it may be. But that will be story number one. Caught a baby dinosaur.